I want to bounce towards your new book because of you. Because in the 1950s, in Ireland, there were about three famous baby abduction cases in Dublin.
And the baby,
yeah, the babies were taken out from outside what would be the kind of equivalent of our Harrods or what have you, just snatched, and they ended up in Belfast. And the reason I say this is because your book is, while it's not outside a shop, obviously it's in a maternity hospital, the idea of having a baby snatched at birth is at once terrifying, but equally captivating. And this is where you've come to for your book, and I'm curious to know why.
Well, you know, I wanted to write a book this time that had at the centre of it a crime that would seemingly be unforgivable. Mm. With, you know, the character, the woman who snatches that baby at the beginning of my book, how could you ever forgive her? Surely you couldn't. But it's my job as the writer to challenge myself to see if we can understand this woman, wrap our understanding around her and wrap our forgiveness around her. So I have, at the very beginning of this book, two very different women in the same maternity ward on the same night giving birth, and they both give birth to a baby daughter.
Yes.
And the very next morning, one of them leaves the hospital with a daughter and one doesn't. And the one who leaves has stolen the other woman's baby. So that's where we start. But of course, that's just the beginning. Really, what I want to do is see this child grow up. And that was a real treat to write the entire lifetime of a young woman growing from 0 to 18 and bonding with her mother, or who she thinks is her mother, who is her mother, as it happens. And then finding out, you know, what happens when you discover that your life is nothing like you thought it was, when somebody takes the rug from underneath you. And really, I guess I want to explore themes of identity and belonging and family and what we're made of, whether we're made of, you know, our DNA, or whether we're made of who's there for us and who steps up for us. That's what interested me. And I wanted to write this unforgivable crime at the centre of it and see if we could forgive that woman.